following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Hey, this is Voss and
McFarlane.
We'll be doing some time here tonight.
You don't know the name of the show? It's The Race Wars.
Yeah, I know, but I like saying we'll be doing some time.
I say The Race Wars. I don't think that's right. It's Race Wars.
No, it's Race Wars. The Race Wars are coming, but this is Race Wars.
Coming to you from the top of the stand-up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Hold up, hold up. Hold up, we're them boys. Hold up, we them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up, we make noise. Hold up,
hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Hold up, we are them boys. Hold up, we are them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up, we make noise. Hold up, hold up. Hold up, we them boys. Hold up, hold up, hold up, pop a bottle. Hold up, hold up, hold up. If you suck and swallow, smell that marijuana, they going follow, throwing money on her like she won the lotto. Pussy must be serious. Hold up, scarred of heights come face to fears. Hold up, hold up. Do it just like Nikki, going and bend it over. Say she never smoked, I turned her to a stoner. Young nigga, but I'm ready. Oh, foreign girls, call me sexy. And white girls, gimme Becky. But first, I gotta roll this joint. Baby, hold up, hold up, hold up.
All right, that's enough.
Enough.
Race Wars, we back, man.
That was Fletcher McTaggart's cover.
Fletcher McTaggart's cover of, Wiz Khalifa's We Them Boys. The black and white version. Look how it's just a different generation for Rich Voice. Rich Voice is in the corner like, what kind of music is that? I remember to lock my car?
I had a root canal yesterday, so my face is kind of hurt. That's why
did you really?
Quiet. Yeah. So I'm a little under the weather.
Okay. I mean? Well, Bonnie's here. Bonnie McFarlane's in the house.
Another reason.
Yeah,
I'm
I tried to
weather.
Come without him, but he has his own pass.
You can't shake him? You can't shake him on a turnpike?
Were you there for the root canal?
No,
was
no,
that the funniest Rich has ever been?
Lay there and take it.
He's really
got a hole in his face.
What? Yeah. No, I'm just, that wasn't even fun. Rich is just out of it from the surgery.
He's really is out of it. You want drugs right now? What they give you? They give you anything? Painkillers?
Tylenol. I mean, they gave me like something, but I took Tylenol.
Then let me have what they gave you, stingy motherfucker. Let us get it. What the fuck is the stuff they gave you?
That's
and what
our next question. What did they give you?
Don't just waste it.
You have a problem. You can't.
I tried to get his drugs before. He will not give them.
Really?
Really? He's stingy with his drugs?
He's responsible and he's like carrying a message and it's
no.
Yeah.
You're just going to let those painkillers just rot in the house.
I had Vicodins once I threw out.
Threw them out?
All right, stop breaking my heart here.
My God. I'd rather you throw out a baby than a fucking Vicky.
All right, here's who's here. Bonnie McFarlane's here. Thank Rich you. Voss.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Aaron's here as usual.
Yeah, Aaron's in the building.
Go-to-gay
Tommy's been missing.
Tommy, where's Tommy?
Tommy, get on Andrew Goldstein commemorative mic.
I was in Israel.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Just a dude from ESPN, but sick.
Is that you think he's a chemo ESPN dude?
How is Israel, Tommy?
Thank you. That means I've lost weight. Israel is the shit.
Is that sweater awesome. Made out of margarine? What is it? What are you wearing?
Now it's made out of cashmere. Thank you very much.
I was going to say, it looks more like butterscotch to me.
Butterscotchy.
Yeah.
Israel? A lot of Jews still?
There's a lot of Jews. There's a lot of Muslims. They live sort of harmoniously in Jerusalem.
Sure they
That's
do.
Not what I heard.
Grindr in Jerusalem is really creepy, but it's great in Tel Aviv.
Jerusalem Grindr.
When a missile
real.
Hit, was it in your face or on your
No, it's cool. Everyone
Israeli guys, let's be honest now, Tommy. Yeah. Israeli guys are the fuckable Jews. Is that right? That's what people say.
The most fuckable people I've ever met in my life.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I was there for 4 days and I had more sex than I've had in 4 months in New York. It was amazing. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
In the land it's an amazing place.
Yeah. It's a hotbed of sword fights over
there. It was. I walked Jesus' death march. It's really underwhelming. The Via Dolorosa.
Did you do it on one of those scooter things that the kids wore?
I did it on, what are those, the Segways? No.
That's funny. You call it having sex. We call it going to hell.
Yeah, but you're already there. I mean, the place is falling apart, literally.
Is it really?
Israel?
No, I mean, it's old as shit, so there's like ass. Shit crumbling everywhere.
So it's like buildings? Is like buildings crumbling? Or?
This is what I heard, because you did... crashed the mouth and he came back because he was calling it Palestine.
I got screamed at by three Jews about how Palestine is. I was not
Tommy
calling
calls it
Israel.
Palestine.
No, that's not true. I called Palestine Palestine. I called the West Bank. I called the West Bank. I called Gaza Palestine.
Wait, so you were there and you called it Palestine and three Jews screamed at you?
No. When I got
one
back.
One of them was Karen. Yeah. She's a huge Jew. Are you a Jew?
No, I'm an aspiring Jew.
So what, they don't want to recognize? They don't want to recognize Palestine?
I don't know. I didn't listen to the show.
All right, so I'll just give you a brief synopsis. But here, in this room, before I went on the trip, I said, while I'm in Israel, I want to go to Palestine. And Karen's response to that was, Palestine's not a place. It's called Israel. And I was like, oh, okay.
They like the Crips and the Bloods over there, those fucking sword noses. Yeah.
Boss,
they fight serious. No, but you know what's interesting?
I've never heard them called
sword
that.
Noses. I got that from Kurt.
Now I'm never going
to
stop.
So happy it's
I got
spreading.
That from Kurt Metzger right there.
To hear it out of Sherrod's mouth is even more beautiful.
What were you going
to
say?
You and Karen would probably be on the same page of Israel.
Why? I'm pro-Israel.
I know.
Karen, did you hear the story?
Yeah, but I'm pro-Israel too. I went there and I really now believe that Jews have a right to a state. Like more than I ever did
before. Yeah, because all that sex you had over there.
I just don't want it to end.
Fight to the death on you, sons of bitches.
What did you think before when you went?
I guess I didn't really think about it, but then you see it. There's something about the old city. So Jerusalem is the old city, which is like the Jesus shit, like where he died.
Right.
And then there's like modern Jerusalem, which is all around it. And that's like where the stabbings are happening.
So it's like old San Juan and new San Juan. Is what you're telling me? Like Puerto Rico?
But in the old city, because this is the oldest shit in that country, is all right there. Like everyone's together. There's a Muslim quarter, there's a Jewish quarter, there's a Christian quarter, and then there's an Armenian quarter that's like really shrinking.
And do they fight at night like West Side Story? Nigga?
I mean, it looks like a movie set. It's kind of like religious Disneyland, and you just go from world to world to world. Right. But like everyone has a stake in keeping that together. It's when you get outside of the old city and you look at the settlements, which Jews are going into the settlements, which Karen's two friends that I spoke to on that show had a problem with me calling them settlements.
Really?
What do they call it?
She gets emotional. But hold on. I've totally fucked up here. Shelby, we didn't play the Go To Gay Tommy theme song. So let's play that first.
There's a theme song? I haven't heard.
Those headphones work.
We work really hard on this stuff, Tommy.
Thank you.
You ready, Louie?
I feel official.
Yeah.
Break us off.
He's young, dumb, and full of other people's cum. It's Go To Gay Tommy with this week's Go To Gay News.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Yes, there we go.
I'm a top, though. I'm not full of anybody's cum.
Oh, you're a top?
Yeah, I mean, in Israel, I was about to not be because the men are all like 6'5 and like 250.
They were 6'5?
They're very tall. What? They're very hairy. They're very dark.
Very hairy now. You had a hairy booty.
Could you believe it? Oh, it's unbelievable.
How did you get through the hairy booty hole?
Do they think like a little skeleton was crawling on
I know, I put a
back?
Condom on it, protected me. I was a little chafed, though.
You chafed you up.
You
okay.
chafed, yeah.
Okay.
I came back with a rash around my mouth from all of the hair.
Put a yarmulke on it.
Yeah. A little kippah, yeah. No, it's a beautiful place. You know what's interesting? The tattoo parlors closed for Shabbat, though. Like on which is like, you know, if you're a Jew, you're not supposed to get a tattoo. But in Israel, everything closes.
That's bullshit.
Is it bullshit? Are you Jewish?
I mean, yeah, and I got tons of tattoos.
But are you not supposed to get one and you just did it?
They scoop it out. You know they scoop it.
It's basically you're saying you're not supposed to deface your body. But then again, then you can't get... You know, plastic surgery, you know, earring, anything that defaces your body.
Good point.
So why is your tattoo any different?
Good point.
Put a lot of Jews out.
So have you been to Israel?
No, I could have went when I was 16 and I was so young. I just wanted to hang with my friends that summer. I will go,
Well, here's the thing, too. Wait a minute,
asshole,
boss.
I didn't go when I could.
Well, the thing with the tattoos, listen. So, like they say, if you have you have a tattoo as a Jew and you want to get buried in a Jewish cemetery, they got to scoop it out of you. What if they had like Botox? Do they have to squeeze the Botox out of bitches?
Look, I talk to rabbis. First of all, business is business. Funerals, cemeteries, everybody wants to fucking make money.
Right.
So nobody gives a fuck nowadays. They just want, look, I buried my brother. They didn't say he doesn't have tattoos, but they didn't check him. They, you know, no one asked, does he have tattoos?
Right.
They go, this is what it costs.
They go, do you have the amount of money?
This is what it costs.
This is what it costs.
They
okay.
said, and I quote, yibbidi, yibbidi.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't get it. Hey, that's all.
Here's
a rabbi told me no. And it's a rabbi. He said, don't worry about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm getting cremated. Which you're not supposed to. I want to, yeah.
Because
I'm scared of waking up.
You're
going
to get cremated and still alive if Bonnie has anything to do with it.
That still works with my plan. Yeah.
Hey, you know Nick Mullen?
He's going to cremate him before he can get an autopsy. So don't know.
I know.
No tattoos anywhere. Do you know Nick Mullen? Friend of the show?
Yes, Nick.
By the way. We all agree Nick should shave his fucking mustache, right?
I mean, no.
For sure.
You say no.
Keep it.
Don't listen to him.
I agree. I think you should keep it.
Thank you. Okay. Well, get rid of it, Nick.
Yeah.
No. Why? Yeah. No. Keep it, Nick.
So let's look at the votes. The black guy says keep it.
Yes.
The gay guy says keep it.
And who knows
who has more style?
Who has more? Thank
right.
you.
I think
done.
I think that you should not listen to their agendas. And shave that mustache. Nick's got a baby face, which is the most castable fucking thing. That's the number one discrimination of show business, right?
Oh, yeah, age.
It's age.
So you think he's aging himself out?
Yes. He's like trolling himself
that
out
that part
of work.
I'll give you.
Yeah, yeah but okay. But I mean, there's plenty of baby faces. Who's baby face plus mustache?
It's just me.
Who would cast a baby with a mustache?
Yeah.
I don't know. They said cigar-smoking baby and Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I could be like that baby.
Boom, that baby's working.
Well, yeah. Nick is determined not to make it in this business. No matter what we do.
Is he a comic?
Yeah, Nick's great. He's a fucking comedian. I'm trying to get him a job on Norton's fucking show.
Thank you.
Last pilot, they're like, well, we don't.
But it sounds like the FBI got a job for him, and it's going to be incarcerated.
So, yeah, he got questioned by the FBI.
Right.
And I don't know the details. Should I have been
now,
well,
bring it down for us, Nick. Let us know what's going on with this.
Tell us about the roommate, because he lives with all Chinese people.
Oh, yeah. Well, that kind of ruins the. So I come back, do I need these?
Yeah, put them on.
Shelby says you do, so you better use them.
Sorry. so I went out of town and I did a one-nighter. And I live with like a multi-generational Chinese family of eight. So there's like a
He lives in an apartment with eight.
What's that Eddie Murphy
Asians.
Movie where he's raised by the, he's Norbit basically.
The jerk.
I didn't see Norbit. Should I laugh like
you're
I've seen Norbit?
Norbit? Nigga.
Should I pretend like I've seen Norbit?
Nick is Norbit.
Somebody left you on the fucking Asian dude's doorstep.
Well, yeah, no, it is like that, I guess. It's a one-bedroom apartment. It's a one-bedroom apartment with mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, son, daughter, and then there's a guy named Pedro.
How did you even
there.
Find this apartment? How do you find this?
I have a Chinese apartment broker. I have a woman that translates. She speaks Chinese.
And you rent a room from them.
Downtown in
Chinatown.
So in Radville, there's rats all over down
there.
Yeah,
well, Chinatown.
That's called the number two.
The
I'll give you that one right.
The
term
Chinese.
The number two.
Is
they
what
sell
it turns
them,
out.
The rats.
It's a smell blocker, that stash.
So I go out of town. I go out of town and I do a one-nighter and I come back and the daughter, she says, while you are gone, UPS guy, and it's like, it is a racist voice, but it's also accurate. So
okay, fine then.
Tell her voice is racist.
she was like, while you are gone, UPS guy come. He said you have to give them a package, and this is like some Amazon Prime bullshit that I have to deal with. So I'm like, I know about that already. I'll talk to him on Monday. She's like, okay. And then 15 minutes later, she comes back. She's like, two men come. They have badge that say FBI, and they're looking for you. But I tell them I don't know. And like, I was what the fuck?
It's no better place to go scarce than in like an Asian family's house.
Yeah, yeah.
They like, they don't know.
Well, and the dad's in the background. The dad's like sitting at the dinner table. At that point. The dad's sitting at the dinner table and he always wears nothing but boxers. It's 20 degrees in the apartment. He has nothing but boxers on and he's squatting at the table eating like fish eyes. And he goes, it's okay. Don't worry. Even if police come, we say we don't know you.
See? Perfect.
Well, yeah, so they're down.
You lose yourself in an Asian community.
Yeah. No.
We give you our son.
Yeah, pretty much.
No matter to us.
We give them girls.
They think I'm the transporter, I think. They think I'm that guy. So they trust me. But I called them and I was like, I don't know why the FBI came to my house. And then eventually they called me back and they wouldn't tell me over the phone. And,
they wouldn't tell you why they wanted to see you.
They wouldn't tell me over the phone.
But they said they want to meet you somewhere.
Yeah, they wanted to meet
me. And you met them.
Yeah, I mean, fuck
white.
It. I'm not doing anything illegal.
White shit.
You were brought over here.
The FBI's not coming for a black dude. Okay, that's high quality shit.
Yeah, sure.
Nick is a patriot.
So that nobody stole anything.
Right, exactly.
You nailed it, buddy.
Thank you.
So I met up with them and I was like joking with my ex-girlfriend like the night before because I'm like, I had no idea what this could be about. I was like, how funny it would be if they were just like, okay, do you know anyone that's a terrorist? And then I'd be like, no. And they'd be like, all right, thanks. And then
you knew it was coming, nigga.
I meet up with them and they say to me, okay, so do you like know anybody that's a terrorist? That's legitimately what they asked me.
Why would they ask you that?
I don't know.
Would you think they was going to ask you
that? Maybe because he bombed so much on stage?
Yeah, that's it.
There we go. There's Voss. He's fighting past that tooth.
Well, yeah, no, it was seriously that vague. And they
couldn't
tell me.
But what was the lead to bring them to you?
I don't know. I guess I'm Facebook friends with somebody.
I knew it was some social media shit. Yeah. I knew it was social media.
But I have like 3,000 Facebook friends. So
yeah, that's one for the people who threatening Kurt. That's the ones they're looking for. Yeah.
I told you, I got dude QB turned out to be a fucking, he's like that kid I did that show with in England. One of Steinberg's black England comedy shows.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And this kid was a singer, this Somali kid. His name was Q. And he was really a really nice kid. And the crowd was so mean to him because I think they just don't like Somalis. Like, it's not like here where all black people are just black people. They do like how this Hispanics
do. Only white people look at black people just black people.
Yeah,
I can pull a Somali out of a crowd of niggas.
Right. Because
you're going to buy a hat from them.
That's right. It's like, hey, didn't you sell me this children's book on Fulton Avenue off a blanket? You son of a...
Well, he would bomb. And I was bombing too. They
as a singer? Me. He was bombing? Or
as a singer. And it's just because they didn't like Lizzie Somali. I think
what was the song
him.
That he was singing though?
His own shit. It was
did
fine.
He sound good?
Yeah. I thought he's... Well, I don't know music, but I thought he sounded good. But they were like over really harsh with him, I think, because he was Somali.
They call him a light bulb head? Because they got light bulb heads.
That's what I called him, but it was I liked him.
Yeah,
they're
as
like
a term of endearment.
Yeah, they're like tiny Ethiopians. Yeah, you know,
you Eritreans and Somalis.
Yeah,
and
it's all that same
Ethiopians. They all got that same.
They got like
look.
One face. Yeah,
I ran through them. Boy, I ran through all of them.
They look
me.
Like what witch doctors hold up. Yeah.
So
they're beautiful people, Voss.
So, dude, I come back, and all the people I met on that little tour, like, I liked, they were all cool as shit, and I was kind of kept in touch with them, and he quit singing to become more Islamic.
Oh, after that crowd?
Yeah, so this is like 2000,
shit.
This is like 2011, okay? And he's the kind of Islamic where you just can't have music,
I've bombed
period.
Like that, where I've been like, I'm going to join ISIS.
Laughter is against God. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it was like that, and I'm like, so I write to him, like, come on, man, I know you had a rough show, but don't fucking, and he started posting these really scary sermons, not terror shit, but just a guy with a creepy voice going like, and the sky will turn black on the infidel. Like,
I thought it sounds really informative.
Yeah, it was informative. So why is my mic doing all these things? And why show this? So fucking
somebody, one of the fans said on Twitter that we can do a best of show of just you asking about your mic.
Because that's most of the show. Why is my mic like this? So I remember, and I didn't put it together till later, but I was talking to a Somali girl in Canada. He had a thing on his wall. He goes, I replaced my Somaliland flag with the black flag of the Islamic State, which was 2011, so I didn't think anything
you
of it.
You didn't know, yeah.
And then it just all came flooding back. I'm like, wait, Islamic State? He fucking...
He was ISIS.
But this is when it was still like a fanboy dream to have ISIS.
Yeah, when it was still selling the albums out the trunk of a car.
Yeah.
But now, they making that ISIS money.
Yeah, so I know in ISIS, it turns out. He's a nice kid, too.
They're all nice kids until they blow your grandmother up, nigga.
Yeah, now he's singing and hacking through fucking contractor heads out in Syria.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good bomb.
The point is, why doesn't the FBI talk to me? Why are they wasting their time with Nick Mullen, who doesn't know any terrorists?
Because the mustache, dude.
I want to know who it is. They might be asking because he knows his association with you, Kurt.
Is that what it is?
You ever thought about that?
No, but now I am.
Yeah. It really could be any of us, right?
I think so.
Wouldn't you say, well, why aren't you asking me this? They wouldn't give you any info on it? Like,
yeah, I mean, at that point, like, they're just not going to give me any info, so I just answered the question.
How are they dressed?
It was like, just one question? Do you know any terrorists? That was it.
Well, did they have suits on?
I mean, there was like a little bit more information.
Where did you meet?
It was like at Starbucks.
Where was the... Now, what,
did they get your coffee for you? You had to get
No. Where was I had already gotten the coffee.
Where was the one-nighter you did?
In Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so they come in. How did they know
it was... one-nighter in Syria.
They knew who you were immediately?
They had to have had a way to like see
sign,
my face.
Like, yeah. At the airport.
I told them where I was in like the Starbucks, and they came up to me.
They said, "Look for the stash."
You said, "I'm the one wearing the Islamic flag."
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
I got a towel on
so
my
then
head.
They came over to you, and then they were like, "Hey, how's it going?"
Yeah, pretty much.
Talk.
It was like real quick because I mean, it like
in and out.
Know, yeah, I mean, I
try
think
not
they...
to talk in generalities. Try to be specific.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't like. I don't want to like say the person's name or like identify them in any way.
Who that your friend?
They asked the FBI you about agents. Someone specific. Because
if they're like anti-terrorist people, like it, I mean,
what's their names?
No, not
no, no, no. I don't care about people.
Was it Jason Bourne?
Can I please?
Sorry.
They did not give me any kind of information.
Sorry, Bonnie. You, that's right. You go.
I'm the new race force on my own. They just said, okay, and they started asking you about someone specific.
No. They just said...
They started off by saying, do you know any terrorists?
Well,
you said no.
They had to be vague. So they're like, look, this would probably be pretty quick, but like somebody you're friends with is like part of a thing.
Did
so.
They ask if you were cut or uncut?
But they told you the name of the friend.
No, they didn't.
But so you knew who it was.
What's that?
You don't know who it is.
No, I have no idea who it is.
Oh, you don't know.
I mean, they probably have to like hold back that information because I'm like immediately.
But now you
have
me looking at all your friends funny. Now you're going through your Facebook like this. I can't fuck with this motherfucker.
Well, it's funny. My head first went to like, okay, who are like the Kurt. Three Muslim people I've ever known in my life?
Yeah, but here's the thing on Facebook, like, there's thousands and thousands of people that have thousands and thousands of friends. So how are they going to break down everybody from Facebook?
You must be having conversations
you know what I'm saying?
With the guy or the gal.
Yeah, it's got to be somebody I'm close friends with. Yes. And then who even knows what it's about? I mean, it could be they attended
it's
like
the
a fucking
Chinese
peace demonstration.
It's the Chinese squatting, fishy eye-eating guy.
Yeah, it's the dad. Well, I know he has my back, so I can never roll on the Chinese side.
Right.
I don't know his name, but
are they Uyghurs?
You know when
what's
you,
that?
You know when you're going to find out if you're really in trouble when you go to the airport, if they let you go through security or not.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't go through security.
Unless you're at LaGuardia.
You know what
Tell
got grabbed off a plane one time?
Who did?
Someone reported, Attell, he told me. Because he had this brown bag that had, I guess, had a banana in it, but it looked suspicious.
He's just such Attell had
Kurt, did you do Moon Tower the year they gave out the flashlights?
Yeah.
Did you get caught in the airport with the flashlight?
No, you know.
They pulled me aside, and then they took nine TSA agents and a manager, and they disassembled the flashlight in front of everybody.
With their mouths?
Standing there.
Are you
mouths?
Saying flashlight?
Yeah, flashlight. Moon Tower gave everyone all the comics flashlights.
I just have one because it's a really good flashlight.
Yeah.
This is a terrible flashlight. Well, you know how I avoid that? I just wear it. I wear it to the airport. So it's out in the open. Nobody fucking says nothing.
What's a flashlight?
It's a flashlight that you can
find.
You've not fucked a flashlight before.
Well, someone's never been booked at Moon Tower. It sounds like
it looked like a flashlight, but you fuck it.
Yeah, there's a vagina and there's an asshole.
It feels like a vagina inside of it.
It's hard, dude. Oh, it sucks.
You light up when I fuck you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
when I stop.
She threw up in her mouth a little.
I tried using it one time because I've gotten those gifts at like several.
You've never used like a real flashlight though.
I'd rather use my hand.
I fucked a real flashlight and
hand. Shut up, Bonnie.
Hand is so much better, Shira.
Well, I
did
feel
you
like that's
it?
How it got invented. Like a guy was fucking a real flashlight and then he was like, so oh, there's got to be a better way.
It's just a handy way of gripping, but it's not like hand is a million times better than a flashlight.
I disagree with that. I think it's because I wasn't going to use it.
Do you warm it up?
Can I see your hands?
When the
I got too many calluses.
Yeah, I can see how that's not going to be good.
When the TSA like opened the package, I was like, I might as well. I already went through all that.
If you paint one nail and chip it, it's going to be a lot better for you.
Okay, that makes sense.
But no, I think it's much better.
But his eyes are gross when he does it.
It felt like so weird
what?
And dead.
Then hit your hand on the side of...
Dude, there was no feedback. So I need the feedback of a hand.
So you need to feel a dick while you're jacking off.
That's what it is.
That's part of it.
That's what it is. Just like a living... It's the only time I've ever felt shame.
Just hold someone else's dick while you use the fleshlight.
I had a fleshlight for a while, but I got tired of just putting my fingers in and out of it.
I got tired of licking her fleshlight.
There's probably someone out there that goes down on their fleshlight.
She just want a friend.
I had a friend years ago. We were young. And we all went into New York. I didn't go. They all went into New York to get hookers. Right. I swear to God.
You went. How are you going to take your name out? You went with them.
Because I didn't go this time.
Okay.
Listen, they went in and he paid and just ate her pussy and didn't do nothing
else. I know a million dudes who do that. Yeah.
Well, we'll pay a girl to eat her pussy.
Yes, I know a million psychopaths.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, all the time.
Some people are into it.
Yes,
that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've been giving money
welcome to
for
the
that. Unbelievable.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
People like all kinds of weird shit.
I know motherfuckers who just pay girls just to watch them jerk off.
But do they use one of those
like
saran wrap things?
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, a dental dam.
Do they just go like...
No, full contact.
Oh, God,
full oyster.
Yeah, if you ain't willing to die for it, you ain't really want it. Like Tracy Morgan.
That's our friend Tracy Morgan says.
You ain't really want it.
Oh, man.
Welcome to the future, boss.
No, this was fucking 30 years ago.
Well, just imagine what they're doing now, nigga.
Oh, man.
It's ass to ass, crass to mouth. Check out the show, Grass.
I don't know what that means.
What?
This is our spinoff podcast.
That's our spinoff show.
Hey,
I'll
you
cut
know,
corner.
You know what I want to do is let's play the Erin theme song and see what, because we haven't
we
used Erin's.
We got time for it. We're going to go to the top of the hour.
Yeah, no. We haven't used her shit one time in the last three
we'll
episodes.
We'll use it closer to the top of the hour.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Maybe you have better stuff to talk about.
I think this is the content of the show is to figure out where what goes where in the show.
Shut up, Bonnie.
I love that. Let's talk
Bonnie's
about
your
that.
New program director here.
I want to hear more about Israel. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear more about Tommy's trip.
How did you feel before you went to Israel, Tommy? Were you because boy, Karen?
Don't
really
you
made
have
it sound...
to play the theme song every time you go back to him?
No, we don't. That's
I sing it to myself
nonsense.
Already.
It's special.
I mean, that's a silly
I feel like
thing
that's
to say.
That's the best part of the
Are
Tommy
you a comic
bit.
Too?
No.
Bit, Tommy, I met from fighting on on Twitter.
Well, he doesn't really wear that sweater, does he? It's
yes,
a bit.
That's his sweater. He
he's
right.
Obviously from the Groundlings. He's doing
a character.
Not a character. Come on,
he's a real
guys. Like, come on, don't try to fool me.
He's not from the Groundlings.
I see behind the curtain, guys. I'm in the business.
Look at he has
come
nice,
on. He's a real
yeah,
man.
Those are nice. Tommy.
He's goes, obviously wearing a bald cap. Okay, come on. I'm
now
not...
let's let Tommy.
No, I earned this since I'm 16 years old.
Dude, the way Karen put it to me was like you were calling Israel itself.
No,
Palestine.
I know because Karen, that's what she heard. Because I actually said this to her on Crass to Mouth.
Yeah.
But like, I wasn't calling Israel Palestine. I know.
Better
I dated.
Not be.
I lived
is.
With an Orthodox Jew for 5 years.
He wasn't that Orthodox.
Well, he was pretty orthodox. He was Sephardic.
When it came to sex, he was unorthodox.
No, he would never put his cock
on. No, he was very
keys.
Orthodox. He just laid there and expected me to do all the work.
Is that right? Is that
what no, that is true. Oh, I can't. I can't. My jaw. I can't suck your dick. I'm sorry.
Really?
He's from Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my jaw.
Well, that does
sorry,
sound like
sorry
a,
Leon.
That does sound like a
shouldn't have broke
girls.
Up with me.
Leon, no, he was a selfish lover. Leon was a selfish lover.
He's great. He's great. He's an amazing guy.
Selfish.
He's helping gay people.
Are you talking about Leon from fucking Dog Day Afternoon?
No.
No.
Do you remember somebody, Leon? You don't remember Leon from Dog Day Afternoon?
Yes, I remember
I
that.
I do, but that has nothing
somebody
to do with
somebody
give
this old man a tea or something.
He's just like, his frontal lobe is starting to splinter, so he's just making crazy connections.
No, but
wherever.
Have you ever heard of it? Root canal? I have
it's
one
like,
last year. It's the worst thing
nest.
Ever.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're here.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's horrible. It's the worst thing I ever experienced. Are they putting a crown on it?
No, they did it under a crown.
Oh, fuck that. It's
the root
worst.
Canal under your crown?
Have you ever had one?
No.
They get this thing and they like jam it in and out and in and out while they're, it's horrible. It's
not really, like you're talking about a root canal?
Do you know
okay,
him?
Guys, I get it.
Mine
get
was
it.
Done with a fleshlight.
Beautiful.
So wait, how did you feel about Israel before you went and it like,
okay, so
she really misrepresented
you. I knew that it was important to Jews and I grew up Catholic.
Right.
Although I feel Jewish. I feel like I'm converting.
What?
Full disclosure. I've been thinking about that for a while. That's not just because I went to Israel, but Israel helped me focus on that. I like Judaism and I like Jews. a lot.
What do you like about it? What is your, what is it?
Well, I like, as opposed to Catholicism, where you're just told to stand up, sit down, kneel.
Right,
you're encouraged to question things. And there's no real absolutes in Judaism. Like, everything is an argument.
Right. Yeah, if you grew up as a Jew.
You must have met my girlfriend.
Is she Jewish?
Yes. And cool. She argues.
Yeah, that's good.
But that is what's good about it. It's a very kind of literate, you know, they like super you to read literate. A lot and question.
I don't agree with this late in life. You can't become a Jew, even though it's technically it's a religion and you technically can. It's a little bit like with that chick that was the head of the...
The Rachel Dolezal?
Yes.
Are you accusing Tommy of being a...
So you can't pick your religion, is what you're saying, Bobby?
You can pick your religion, but the problem is that Judaism is so much more than a religion.
Yeah,
it's a life. It's a lifestyle. You have to be, like, hated from the time you're born in every country.
You're telling this to a black man? That's what you're explaining this to me?
You've got to work in a garment district.
Are you Jewish?
I think you can, if you're black, you can go...
Are you Jewish?
Because you've already felt some hatred in your life.
Her husband is. Yeah, that's all I can already hear.
Ever since he's
actually, point of fact check. There was
way
a
past Jewish hate.
Yeah, there was a. Jews are the most popular religious group in the U.S. in terms of positivity. There was just a Pew survey that was released this past summer, and it asked people to rate people in different groups based on like whether or not they like them.
Yeah.
And the most liked were Jews, then Catholics and evangelicals.
So guess who did take those surveys?
Hold on.
99% of America.
Yeah, nobody asked
that
me.
That survey was taken in Crown in Brooklyn
New York
somewhere.
On the host.
Wait, listen. That might be true, but the number one victims of hate crimes, still Jews. Still the champs of hate crimes.
The number one
that.
On any white supremacy list.
That's
what you mean? What do you mean?
I don't buy it.
Groups?
Oh, I know you don't.
Yes, we're number one.
Can you ask your FBI?
Because everything don't get reported. Are you saying the FBI statistics? Every crime don't get reported?
If you go,
every racial thing don't get reported?
But if you go to any hate group, we're the number one hated. You guys are like two or three.
How many? What are some of the hate groups?
Right.
Gay, black,
my family.
Yeah, fucking right.
The Metzger family.
Gays and blacks are hate groups. Those are groups that are hated.
Are you nuts?
Yes.
Listen.
We're the number one hated. Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Lies.
Actually, I'm looking at it.
Explain why. You could sit and yell.
I'm looking at it.
Hold on. I can explain why.
Here's how you're not. You know how you're not? Because if you don't mention you are one, nobody would know.
But that's not the...
That's not true.
This isn't true either. FBI data from 2009 that I'm looking at. Yeah, right now. It says 48. Yeah,
please tell me room full of white people. Shut the fuck up with this.
Shut up.
He's acting knowledgeable. We got in a fight about if Cleopatra's black, okay?
Now, I'm gonna
tell you
a fight.
No, because let me tell you what a dummy Sherrod is.
She would never have gotten the award.
It wasn't a fight.
It's well documented. It's well documented she was not black. So Sherrod goes, hold on, I'm gonna show him what you're texting.
It was documented.
Yes.
It was documented that a lot of black people were white.
A white historian.
Yeah, it's documented that a lot of black people were white in the past.
Wait, let me just show
that's
you what
a dumb
dummy.
Thing to say.
No, but this takes the cake.
That's a dumb thing to say.
George Washington Carver was white.
Hold on, this takes the dumb cake. Sherrod texts me and Aaron. He texts us an article about Cleopatra. So I'm reading this article. There's nothing about if she's black. I can't figure out what
I didn't say that was in there.
There's a drawing of Cleopatra at the top where she looks tan. He's going by the fucking drawing.
No,
he didn't even read the fucking
that's
thing.
That's a lie.
He goes, look at the picture.
You assume that. You assume that. That's assumptions.
What was it then?
You assume that. You assume that that's what I thought.
I assumed correctly.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect. You're wrong. Well,
why did you bring in the book then if you hadn't read it?
What book? Oh. It wasn't a book. It was somebody sent that to me online and I just sent it to them. That's
but
all
you
I
didn't
did.
Read it first
but
at all?
I didn't say here's my proof that blah blah blah. I never said that.
You said you're welcome.
I just keep it going, and I shared it on Facebook.
So what is your proof?
Yeah, what is your goddamn proof?
That's I'm not
question.
Saying you're wrong.
No,
I just
this
would
is
like
what I
know.
Said. I said let's bring somebody in here so we can talk about it.
Yeah, all of us.
That's
know.
What the show's all about. Race wars.
Uh-huh.
And Aaron said she went to Greece recently, and how do people look now is the same as they looked 15,000 years ago. 1,500 years ago.
It wasn't 15,000 years ago.
I corrected. I said 1500 years ago. I corrected it. But you want to hold on to that?
I'm not.
Okay, thank you, boss.
But wait, people come up to me, like I was arguing with this guy. And remember the old Israelites that used to stand with
them? Yeah, we had him on.
Are we going to have him back on, too? Let's bring them on to talk about that.
He said blacks were the first people on this planet.
So we can get a room full of black people yelling at you motherfuckers.
I'm not yelling at you.
Not you, boss. You talking calmly.
He said black people were the first.
I've never heard you not yelling, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
He said black people were the first people on this planet. And that's I said true. To him, well, what yes. went wrong?
A lot of things. Well, we invented white people. That's what went say, wrong. We invented you, motherfuckers. Yeah,
I would say what went
ta-da,
right.
Ta-da, nigga.
Dude, by the way, the black Israelites, I cannot wait to get them back.
I
still
can't
want
wait
that,
either.
I still want that Jew.
There's so many black people in Israel.
Yeah, that's where they're from.
But not even
they're
just the
there.
Ethiopians. No, but not even just
yeah,
the Ethiopians.
Yeah, they're from that part of the country. They're from there.
Fat black.
But that was the first thing I noticed. I got off the train at Tel Aviv Agana, which is like the station that you get off from the airport.
Break it down for
them. And there
were
black people everywhere.
Break it down for them. Break it down for them.
But not just
drivers.
The Ethiopian
and
Jews.
And not out of place.
Not just the Ethiopian
and listen,
Jews.
Not out of place.
Africans.
Who is arguing that?
Because you said they were the...
But they're treated like shit.
I'm just trying to get the show going.
Listen, the reason why the high yellow fucking Greece... Grecians were royalty because everybody there wasn't high yellow. So that don't mean that you don't come from black people.
Who's
that's why they separate. What
are you talking about?
I have no idea.
The royal family. You want to talk about? You want to expand on this? You want to expand on?
I don't understand what the argument is.
Particularly.
Well, I don't care about Greece. They're bankrupt.
It don't matter.
You only stick with them in the good times. Yes. So.
It's like it's Mediterranean, but everybody's dark down there.
Yeah, everyone's
it's a whole
dark.
Bunch of niggas trying to act like they ain't niggas.
By the way,
you can't fool me. It's a bunch of niggas.
Well, I do call
I had
that.
Sex with a guy from Yemen.
You can't
He's
fool
a Jew.
Me.
Really?
Very dark, very dark.
Can
you
very
get,
dark.
Can you get caught?
He just came
can
back
I get
from
caught?
There.
Yeah, caught.
What's that?
See, oh, no,
that
no,
drug
no.
They
the drug,
chew.
yeah, no.
Yemenis, it's fucking, I want to try cot so bad.
Yeah, but they were airlifted
why don't you
out.
Try
like,
a
they, it was a big thing for the,
I don't
the Jews in Yemen. They were
cot
like,
sounds funner.
Not treated well.
It's darker
no.
there than
what
a
does
queen.
It do? Is
they
it
treat
like
the
an,
black
is it
Jews
like
really
a
bad.
Kava? Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, they don't, because supposedly they're all Jews, but those with that, they don't like, no, they don't like any Schwartz fucking
Jews. Yeah, but Orthodox Hasidics don't like anybody but Hasidics. They're fucking, they hate other Jews.
Well, did you see how they got that burqa now for Jewish women? Like the ultra-Orthodox, it's called a frumka, and it's a Jewish burqa. It's basically a burqa. They got their own ninja outfit for them now.
Hasidics are just, I yelled at them. I was at the airport, and this guy carried the luggage, like 10 fucking suitcases, and they didn't go to tip him. And I yelled, I go, fucking tip that guy. You're making me look bad.
Did because, you really?
Yeah, I fucking yelled. Yeah, the dude's busting his ass, and I fucking yelled, tip him.
They're killing gay people. Yeah.
And what did he do?
In
tip
Jerusalem.
Them?
I walked
who
away
are?
After I yelled at him. I'm not
religious
there
people.
I have to end
there
up
been
a couple
of murders. Wow.
Well, that's what they do.
Jerusalem Pride. Who's,
what's that?
There have been religious Jews have killed gay people during Jerusalem Pride.
Oh yeah, I've seen
there
it.
Was a, there was a stabbing just this
well,
year.
Well, that's and then there's also then the Arabs are stabbing the Hasids over in Jerusalem as well.
Any fucking extreme religious is fucking it's insane religion when they're extremists. It's
we can
insane.
Just say any religion.
But Israelis
no,
are
when
so
I said
extremists.
Extreme.
That's the thing.
I'm
they're really chill
you.
People.
Oh.
But extremists are the only real fucking religious people.
Yeah,
well, I mean, that's
look,
the
yeah.
population of Jews that's growing the fastest well, are people that are not,
right.
that are like super observant and
well, they
super...
breed a lot, so that's what happens. So they, but I want to know about those stabbings, because you, do you have either, did you hear shit about it, or maybe Aaron has news?
So, the stabbings?
Right now, the stabbings that keep, because the last thing I saw was...
You're talking about the Palestinians stabbing the Jews.
But remember that 15-year-old girl was stabbing somebody, and then she got shot and killed, and they were saying how it was like brutality, and we're like, I mean, I couldn't give less of a fuck about that girl. But fill us all in on the story of the stabbings.
The most recent one that I can find is from the New York Times, 5 killed in Tel Aviv and West Bank by Palestinian attackers. And it's from November 19th of last year. So basically some Palestinian assailants in Tel Aviv and the West Bank attacked several Israelis. And then they were both killed.
Why are they switching to stabbing now? Is that because bombs are harder to get through? How did that become a thing?
I don't know. I actually, you know what? My company is actually, it has an office in Tel Aviv, and I have a lot of coworkers that are Israeli and from Tel Aviv and stuff. And in conversations with people who've lived in Israel and spent time in Israel, it seems like a place full of people that are just constantly on high alert.
Yeah.
Like they're just, because bad shit keeps happening and nobody has time to get over it.
Oh, the stabbings happen like daily?
I don't think it's a daily thing. But I do know that I was told that during the war last summer there was like constant shit in the air, like rockets being fired from like Palestinian territory, like intercepting so you just hear explosions and go outside and see them. A friend of mine just showed me like video of just he was at a party and then they start hearing like pops and he goes outside and like there it's rockets, and it just seems like a place full of people that like There's all. It's just constant bad shit, and nobody has time to get over it.
Can I say what I think it is? What? It's very similar to what's happening in this country. We just don't think of it in these terms. Karen yelled at me for this, but I think it's true.
What's that?
I think it's gentrification in a sense, because you have the West Bank, you have Gaza. That's where a lot of this is happening. And what's happening is that in 67, they agreed on these borders. So you have the borders from 1967. Right. This is where you'll live. This is where we'll live.
Well, wait. Before that, remember in 67, six countries attacked Israel.
Yes.
Six.
No, it's under
constant existential. So don't act like, hey, here's your borders. Israel was attacked by six countries and gave land back to Egypt for the peace treaty, so we would
help fund
them. But
that's only 19 years after 48, which is when Israel was founded. Yeah. So, I mean, it's still it's a baby at that point. I mean, it's still kind of a baby in a lot of ways. You can see there's a lot of infrastructure issues there because it's so young and they can't keep up. But you have this area that was agreed on. You're going to live here. We're going to live here. Well, now you keep seeing the Israeli flag going up in these settlements. Mm. And people are getting pissed off. It's the people with money, the Israelis, going in and displacing the people that don't have money, the Arabs. Now, there's the whole religious thing beyond that. But effectively, it's what's happening here. It's just the circumstances are different, but it's rich people displacing poor people.
Wow.
Well, the gentrification thing, though, I mean, that's just fucking real estate brokers' fault. Almost entirely. Like, you know, where you're supposed to feel guilty because you moved out, especially because I live in fucking Washington Heights, which is all like Dominican now. And I see this shit where it's like you're supposed to feel bad because you moved somewhere because you could afford the rent. That's not on me what these fucking real estate developers do.
Did you guys see that that Airbnb actually has some properties listed that are in Jewish settlements in Palestinian territory?
Is that right?
It just came up last week. So here's something from The Atlantic on it. So basically, Airbnb's like in some shit right now.
Because
settlers have been listing their properties on Airbnb. So if you're like vacationing in Israel, you can go. Like,
why would you stay in a fucking?
I don't know.
That's insane,
right? It's totally insane.
And first of all, why would Airbnb get involved in that? Because it's just sticky. Because what happens when an Arab family says, hey, we want to stay in that settlement? You can't.
Well,
so now Airbnb is discriminating against Arab families.
Is it Airbnb just, I guess the people that live there are setting up these, like Airbnb is probably not
exactly.
like causing it. Like they just allow you to set up your shit, right?
Yeah, they're not like, come here, settlers. Like,
but don't you have to be vetted by them? Like,
yeah,
well, I mean,
they had to send a photographer over.
This piece also says that there's a few like disputed zones where Airbnb has properties listed. There's Northern Cyprus, which is like occupied by Turkey. There's Western Sahara, which was annexed by Morocco.
That's dirty. That's their Airbnb should just keep themselves out of that.
Yeah, don't.
Before you Chipotle yourself. Oh,
we
got to
have
yourself out of business.
Dude, he's annoying as shit, but I want to have him on. Like, dude, Ari Temin, do you know him?
Oh, yeah.
Because he was the guy that his Airbnb, someone rented his place out and then had like a fat fuck party.
Oh, in the Chelsea? Was that the one in Chelsea?
Yeah, fat girl orgy.
It was, I went through it and it was cool. I like my girl's BBW, nigga.
They weren't that big.
It was that big. They were nice girls.
But he just came back and they just fucked fat chicks.
It was sweat marks and shit all against the wall. Oh, they ruined his place. It was just fat booty marks all across the fucking wall.
Oh, yeah. I want to have him all with Danny Cowan.
Sweaty big butt. Take the paint right off.
Well, we had Hot Tim in here, because this is why I always ask Hot Tim. Like, let's say you get rid of Israel. Like, let's say you're right, there should be no Israel, and you can wave your magic wand. So what's in place of Israel after that? And he's like, well, it'd be like any other Arab country.
Wait, who's this?
Hot Tim. Whoa, we don't need that.
And I'm like, yeah. And I go, well, Hot Tim, why would any of us want that? Like any other shitty-ass Arab country?
Wait, who's Hot Tim from the cellar?
Yeah, Hot Tim, yeah.
Which one is he?
You know Hot Tim. He used to be outside Steve.
Okay, the one that used to go with
Alicia.
Yeah.
No, the one that used to travel with Chappelle.
No, that's Mustafa.
Mustafa.
Yeah.
Who was actually Palestinian, I think, right?
Is he?
Mustafa. Yeah.
Is he?
No, Hatem's Egyptian. But he was like, yeah, no, what's the big deal? Hatem doesn't get because he's like rich. He lived in the nice part of an Arab country.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, no, they're just like, I'm like, I know you are rich motherfucker. I'm talking about.
It's kind of like when you talk to Indians from India.
Right.
And they rich. Right. And they don't even know that, hey, we got servants. Everybody got servants. Yeah. It's like, no, stupid. You got servants. Your servants ain't got servants.
Who's that? Some UN diplomat they just arrested because she had a slave here.
Oh, what? Yeah.
And India was outraged.
Oh,
they go, she was put in prison next to drug addicts. Like, they were like, this bitch owns slaves, you fucking animals. They don't even understand what your problem is.
Some
with
other woman
slaves.
Just got arrested now in Queens, an Asian woman. She had two kids that she adopted. and she was using them as slaves. Yeah. Had them working at stores
and
restaurants.
One of them was Nick Mullen, and he made it out.
Well, they do that all the time. People take on kids, and they get government money.
And have them working.
They're just using the kids to get money every month.
Oh, they know. They were working these kids.
No,
they had them sleeping in the closet on the floor. I can't get my daughter to do shit. I just wish they'd write a book, you know? It's like... Maybe you can't get your kid to be a slave, but here's some.
It's a Tiger tricks. Mom of Slavery book that needs to be tricks. Written.
It's a book. It's just a picture of somebody hitting a kid with a rock on the front of it.
Is that what it is? Yeah, it's all just violence.
It's one page.
Well, you know, there are other countries who do it much better than us, that, you know, ratio of violence to education. That seems to make, you know, that makes them all doctors and engineers.
Okay, that's just the ones that come here. They have their collection of like.
Oh, yeah, that will never be.
Too much violence, they stay home.
Yeah,
they stay home.
Yeah,
80%. We get the cream of the crop of them.
Most of those countries, 80% of them don't have toilets and will never be on a plane.
Mm-hmm. And you can't get them to use a goddamn toilet. That's India's now huge, biggest problem.
That's most of the world.
Can you stop shitting outside? We'll give you the fucking toilets.
It's a campaign thing, right?
But you know what it is? It's still not enough for everybody. And then there's so many regions where you're not going to have. Have it that it's like when you used to shit in a certain way and you try to it's like going to a hotel and be like this, I can't shit here, I gotta go home to shit.
I don't understand how anybody, I guess, just controls when they shit. That's like a superpower to me. Like, what? If I'm at a hotel and I got to shit, that's where I'm shitting.
Yeah, no, but sometimes it's not the best shit.
I don't it's poop not. At work.
See?
No?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't poop at work.
Where do you save up your precious little errand turds? That,
well, they're diamonds by the time they come out of my asshole.
Those perfect like little Astron ice creams that come out of
her. I'll put them in a photo album. I'm going to put them in a photo album.
I'll text you guys the next time I shit.
I'll bet they're the most adorable.
I'm dead ass.
Little Google eyes on them and shit.
Yeah. No, it's no. You just don't, I don't know. I consider it like my old office. So I used to work at Gawker, and Gawker had this office in Soho that had like these bathrooms that just opened out to the common area, and there were single stall bathrooms. So if you shat,
it went the whole office
immediately. Oh.
Girls don't shit at work. Girls don't shit at work. Girls don't shit at work. They don't do that. Bonnie does. She made the face.
One time I went to the Cuban restaurant.
I don't care where I shit.
Bonnie's shitting now.
I always go, don't go in there and stuff. I make it.
See, you're so much more chill than me. I can't have people know that poop comes on my butt.
When I used to paint houses, certain paints would fuck my stomach up.
Right.
The smell of it. Yeah. Late.
Why were you smelling it?
No, just from painting. You smelled. You'd be in a room. And I was in the bathroom so sick going to the bathroom. And all I heard was some guy come in and go, oh my God.
You seem pretty proud of that.
Yeah, of course. How can you not be?
Oh, he almost killed me. It was like it was in a room
with
us.
That'll be like the last thing you think before you die. You'll be like, oh, at least I have that.
Oh, good God.
I did that with Jamie Kent. I don't remember doing this, but... Amy is fond of retelling a story, but Jamie Kennedy was, and it was when he was dating, what's her name, that girl from...
Jessica Love Hewitt?
Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt,
They were at Comics on 14th Street.
Okay. Who dated her? A comic?
Jamie Kennedy. Yeah, she was going through she was going through a dark period.
Well, so they
she
were
was going through a real dark period.
They were in the dress. Supposedly, I don't remember doing it. It sounds like something I would do, but I don't remember doing it, but... I had to take a shit.
Yes,
and I went,
walked through the dressing room.
Yeah, I walked in the dressing room. I didn't know who was there. I just knew Comics would let me shit and that with my own dressing room bed.
Oh.
So I just walked in where Jamie Kennedy and Jennifer Love Hewitt were, and I was like, hey, what's up? And I took a shit and left. Oh. I didn't even notice Jennifer Love Hewitt was there.
Oh, I just got a shit story
in. She knew I was there, though.
I just got a shit story in.
What's
I heard
that
Bonnie took a dump at Stand Up New York toilet with no water in the toilet.
That's not true.
That is a true story. I just got that. I just got that in.
Is that
I'm
right?
I'm not saying it's.
Bonnie,
if it was true, I would tell you it's true. But
well,
I,
that laugh and that look on your face tells me that it's
absolutely
true.
That's a crazy story. Why would there be no water?
Yeah, you're supposed to fill the water yourself.
Like
that's their
I know. First of all, I grew up without running water, so I know exactly. I've shat in some. Things you will not believe you can shit in.
Bonnie, I got it from
Norm's
a source.
Mouth.
I got it from a good source, Bonnie. Tell us the story. What happened?
Well, there was a power outage. No. We were at Caroline's one time. We were having a meeting with Comedy Central. They'd come to see us do stand-up. We were so close to signing a deal with them, and they were hanging out in the green room, and you know, in the green room, there's just that one bathroom
right there.
And Rich's manager at the time went into the green room while we're standing in there, and like, he's in there a long time.
Steinberg, you don't even got to tell me. I don't even know who it is.
And
it's got Steinberg written all over it.
And I start thinking, like, oh God, like, he's been in there so long. Like, I'm trying to get everybody out of the green room. Like, hey, maybe we should, let's hang out in the hall.
Let's go see how the fries are.
Yeah. Hey, you guys want to see the showroom? Comes out of there.
He must have been panicked, though, right? Well, he must have been in panic.
He ordered some kind of fucking fettuccine or some big meal and ate it fast right before the the executive showed up.
He's such an animal.
This sounds like an Evan more than a Jason.
No, it wasn't. But it was Jason. Yeah.
Wow. They really are champs of that.
That is too funny.
One time I was in a hotel room with Evan, right? And there's a long time
I got
ago.
Some crazy Evan stories.
I got a great one.
Well, we're doing coke, and Evan fucking goes, and he goes, going through his Mexican
phase. Did he have a cowboy hat on this time?
Yes, this is
his
cowboy.
Okay, got it. I know
so
the
he was
era.
Dating that Mexican girl, and he's talking in like a Mexican accent to me. He goes, when the sun comes over the horizon, and the caballeros chase the horses. I'm like, what's going on? And then he goes, I'm going to do a little Mexican Tai Chi. I'm not fucking with you. He goes, I'm going to do some Mexican Tai Chi. And he starts breathing in and out and doing pose. Like, he calls out animals. He'd be like, jaguar. And he would get in a fucking pose.
But completely serious, right?
He's always fun.
Dead serious. And I just kept doing coke, trying to OD my way out of that situation. Nothing would kill me.
He was always fun.
This girl comic had a party, like a Christmas or some kind of party. So they went there, and the party was over, and they were leaving, and Jason said, do you have anything I can take back home? You know, some extra food, you know, leftover. Right. So she gave him, like, 3 Tupperwares full of stuff. And Evan goes, what about me? And she goes, well, I have nothing left. She goes, okay, I have a half a loaf of bread.
She was kind
of
kidding.
He goes, I got a half a loaf of bread. And he goes, okay.
And he took it?
He took it.
No, he fucking did.
Remember when we had that dinner and they had bread?
We had a dinner and...
He just took their house bread.
They wouldn't order... They came and they wouldn't order anything.
What? Swear to God.
So there's 3 of us. No. There's 5 of us sitting there. 3 of us are having food and they just keep asking for more bread.
At Route 57.
They're just having water and bread.
At Route 57.
And then they waited till people were done their meals and they'd be like, you gonna finish that?
Oh my god. Scavengers.
He's the nicest scavengers. Guy in the world.
Oh, sweetest guys. I love those guys. I love both of them.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Love but them. They have a sickness.
They have a disorder.
Yeah, they have a sickness. But the nicest, out of the clear blue the other day, I'm driving to a game.
Evan called you?
He called me from, he's in Arizona. He's
doing
great.
He's in Arizona now.
He's doing great. He's got
his cowboy hats finally make sense now.
Yeah. But he called me, and you know, and I didn't rush him off the phone like I wanted to, and I really talked to him.
Right.
And he sounded great.
Why did he call you? What was the point?
He said he's driving to Florida, and he stopped in a rest area, and he remembered my old bit that I did like 20 years ago about putting my grandfather in a rest area.
Like how
he's driving from Arizona to Florida?
You saved yourself.
Is he driving?
He did say to
me. He called me not long ago. Same exact kind of thing.
Wait a minute.
Like how you saved it with like he remembered a bit in your head as you're getting to the point. You're like, and then he saw a glory hole and he remembered me.
Then he saw a toilet with no water and he goes, uh-oh, I guess Bonnie's going to be here.
Okay. I don't know why that, like, why'd you say that?
I got it from a source.
Why do you think I don't leave fucking bowls around the house?
She'll shit right in them?
It's
a sickness.
I can shit really fast, though. It's like a superpower.
That is a superpower.
I have no judgment whatsoever of that, if you saw no. It's like their problem to have water in that hole. You gotta go.
If that happened, I would totally admit to it.
I would love it because you could smell it better.
they said you did it at a Sears.
At a Sears, I did do it. So
it was on a show on the floor.
It's like I was telling Jennifer Love Hewitt when I was shitting with the door open. Listen, this is not my problem.
I remember I was dating this girl in college and she peed loud and it made me real angry.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I remember getting caught up in that. I don't know. It really made me angry that she peed so loud.
I always turn on the faucet while I'm peeing.
Yeah.
Because I can't let anyone know that anything comes out of anything.
You know what? I try to go for the side of the bowl.
Side of the bowl sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to go in the splashiest part.
I know, because you're just knows. So you're just arrogant.
I'm what you call earthy.
Let's see what Ali. That's where we got Ali on the line real fast. Ali. Okay. He went to talk about Ali. You there?
Yeah, hey guys, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's up,
Ali,
man?
From Egypt.
Oh, is our buddy from Egypt?
Yeah.
Ali, how are you, buddy?
Greg, great talk to you guys. Bonnie, Rich, love the movie.
Thank you.
There you go. So what's going on, Ali?
Yeah, I want to talk to Kurt about I'm sorry to kind of jump in the middle of it, but
sorry to cut us short on our poop talk.
Not a moment too soon, Ali.
I wanted to talk to Kurt about the whole patriarchy thing and this whole PC culture bullshit. It's actually invaded kids here.
In Egypt.
In Egypt?
Yes. In Egypt.
Isn't Egypt kind of a patriarchy? Like, because I don't think America is at all, by the way. I know people go, well, what?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, shit.
Caitlyn Jenner's here.
You just called at the right time.
I thought I'd stop in and say howdy.
Okay, hold on, Ali.
Okay, Caitlyn's here.
Hold on, I want, because Caitlyn Jenner just walked in.
Yeah, hold on one second,
I'm just stopping by for a little bit.
Caitlyn,
hey Caitlyn,
our friend.
I say hello, you look
great.
Boys.
You look great today.
Well, thank you. I got dressed up for you, Sherrod.
Well, yeah, you look beautiful.
Yeah, baby.
You look beautiful, Caitlyn.
Ollie, are you 16, there?
Size 16, Jimmy Choo's here.
Oh yeah, baby.
All right, wait, Caitlyn. So let me tell you what's 55 happening.
55-inch back. What's up, baby? I can't hear a thing in these things.
You can't hear it. Turn it up.
So okay, Ali, one sec. So, Caitlin, Ali is on the line from Egypt. Is a fan of ours from Egypt.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yes. Ali, go ahead, man. You want to talk about the patriarchy. What do you mean in Egypt it's there?
Well, a bunch of, like, high school kids and young kids are starting to, like, talk like high school and normal and 20-year-olds talk in the States. Or, like, this patriarchy and cisgender and gender identity and heteronormative, all that weird shit's actually
creating
a lot of people.
Well, okay, this is my question. Like, isn't Egypt, like, don't they need that there? Like,
I mean, I think they have bigger problems, right? Like, sexual assault's rampant on the streets of Cairo.
Yeah, that is really...
Is it really?
Yeah. I got, like, grabbed when I was there. When I was in Egypt, some guys just grabbed me when I was walking down the street.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how drunk were they?
They were sober. It was the middle of the day.
And were you shitting in the streets?
That's going to happen until you 5 minutes from now, right?
I was shitting.
I just want to ask you one question. What were you wearing?
Yeah, what were you wearing?
I was wearing, like, a black...
Slut!
I was going to say, I was wearing a black man.
Go on.
No, I was wearing, like, a black three-quarter length sleeve, like, shirt that was high neck. Like, I deliberately dressed very, like, conservatively when I was there.
Teasing
But them. I did have boobs the whole time, so...
But you weren't walking with a man, right? You
were walking with a man.
And they were still grabbing
you. And he was not a white man. He was an Arab-looking guy. He was Indian, but he could pass.
So they
and
didn't they have the proper respect.
They didn't respect that name.
Yeah, they were just not respecting.
What is that? What's the name for that? Isn't there a name for that, Ali?
Yeah, pussy.
Is that is it like, it's not Eve teasing, but it's something like that. Like, isn't there a name for, like, doing that to women in the street, or am I wrong?
Catcalling?
No.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, they call it what we call it.
But you're saying in high schools people use, like, these kind, I guess, like, liberal words, but isn't that kind of going to get crushed pretty quickly? I mean, aren't they? I can't imagine people go for that in Egypt, but I've never been, so you know better than me.
Well, I'm pretty sure it kind of depends on the high school. And, like rich kids and their rich, like, private high schools use this type of shit. And, like, AUC and private universities talk like that. But I'm pretty sure most of the kids don't talk about this.
Where do you...
What's the situation over in Egypt? We're talking this sexual assault shit. I'm just thinking, like, sexual... What's the situation with, like, transgender? You talk about... gender identification. Yeah. It's like, what's the word on the street there?
Is that a thing? You know how in Iran, like,
do you walk down the street and see guys who are transgender?
No.
That no was real basic.
Not that you know of.
Because you're covered with burkas.
No.
No.
Not that you'd know of, Ollie, if you saw me walking down the street, baby. You'd think that was a lovely lady coming your way, baby.
You're a brave and beautiful woman, Kate.
That's right. Bravest woman in America.
That's right.
And last year, I only hit one person with my car. I just killed one person. That's 364 days of not killing anyone with my car.
And why, Caitlin, why did you kill that one woman? Why?
I was distracted. I had just put on some beautiful Revlon, you know, to extend the eyelashes. And I was looking at myself in the rearview mirror, and this bitch comes the other way. Some dumb bitch. And doesn't even notice I'm swerving in her lane. God knows what she's doing.
What happened to that poor
woman? You know
woman?
How much paperwork I had to fill out?
How much?
Pain in my ass.
Was it a lot?
It was a lot. I mean, I had my assistant do it, but I had to hear about it. Oh, such a pain in my ass killing that lady.
Wow.
I don't know. I guess wowzers. I only know about Egypt from what somebody tells me or I see on TV. So, like, what's the part that's like the Salafi cuckoo part? And then, like, you sound like you could be from here, basically. So, where do you go in Egypt?
Yeah, why are they not killing you over there?
Yeah, like, where do you go when you're hearing words like cisgender and shit? And then, like, you know, what's the divide? Like, is there, like, just one rich part where people talk like that? Or?
Well, there are a couple of rich neighbors, but it's mainly, like, what high school you went to and what university you went to and the kind of people you hang up with. What I mostly did is, like, on young kids' Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, 17-year-olds and up. I'm pretty sure it's because they went to private schools and have like rich parents and are exposed to American culture.
Stop hating, okay. Nigga.
Well, is Egypt is it kind of conservative? I mean, what do you find to be like a pretty conservative? I know it's not like fucking Pakistan or something, or is it actually? Fucking know.
Some parts of Pakistan are loose, and you know,
like is
not
Egypt
as tight as all of them?
I guess how Western is Egypt, and how much of it is like, you know, like ISIS sensibilities?
Is this like somebody from another country asking us like how many are fat? Like, is it everywhere, or are they all fat?
Yeah. What do you goddamn sword noses, as Sean said earlier?
Well, you know what? We got to take a break real fast. We might have Ollie stay on the line. Ollie, you can stay on the line.
Can you stay on the line, or you want to call back?
Is it cheaper?
Yeah, stay on the line. We're going to go quick.
Well, he could call back. Is it cheaper if you call back, Ollie, or is it better to stay on the line?
I'm calling on Skype. It's fine either way.
Yeah,
okay, so I'll stay. Okay. Hang out. We're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Figure out which Sandyland problems you have.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
Digital Media presents the Ocho Cinco and Dukes podcast.
Dude, let me tell you something, Dukes. This massage was so awesome, and I haven't had a woman touch me like that since 1978.
Now, I don't know if you know about these. There's certain spa places where they call them the happy ending place.
You know what? I didn't get a happy ending. I didn't get a happy ending, but it's okay.
Find it on sportsvoices.com, powered by Digital Media. Digital Media.
We are back with more Race Wars with Sherrod Small and Kurt Metzger.
You saw the revealing interview with Diane Sawyer. Now go deeper with Caitlyn Jenner on E's I Am Kate.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to get boobs just like those.
Yeah.
Now, nice and perky.
Join Caitlyn on her heroic journey as she bravely faces the new obstacles ahead of her.
Yeah. And I saw this woman driving towards me with the most beautiful vagina I've ever seen. So I smashed my SUV and killed her with my car, and no one even talks about it. Yay, I got away with it.
The LGBT Alliance has a new leader, and her name is Caitlyn Jenner.
I don't like gay marriage. You guys know that? Gays are a sin in front of God. I'm a man who cut his penis off and got a vagina, and now I'm a woman.
And there's no side of her life that Caitlyn won't show you, including some of her more intimate moments.
I made up my own game called Pop the Lock. It's when I put my penis in my asshole, and then I get hard, and I pop the lock. Do you mind having a young bottom-feeding slave?
Check out all this and more on I Am Kate, Sundays on E! After an all-new episode of Philly Girl Big World.
I'm a hero! Ow!
Beautiful. Ah, Caitlin. You are, inspiration.
What a nice tribute.
All right,
you're welcome.
Ollie's
we love you
still
over here
there,
the
right?
What's that?
Ollie's still on the line?
Or do Ollie?
Ollie, are you there? Did we lose him?
Wait, hold on.
Can I ask him something?
If he calls back, yeah.
How do you know he's calling from there? He might be calling from Queens.
We got him.
Well, we'll ask him. All right, so Ali, listen, I asked you my question kind of stupidly before the break, but Aaron helped me kind of reform it better. All that shit you're talking about, that those new words like the patriarchy and cisgender, like, aren't they kind of getting ahead of themselves with that? Isn't there like 20 other problems to get to first before they, you know, like you have a...
Absolutely, pretty much.
Like, what's the problem?
That's still a huge thing that needs to be addressed and needs to do, because there's a lot of backwards asshole thinking people who still think that women should basically still have like subservient roles and not participate in the workforce and not to be free to wear whatever the hell they want.
I'm married to one of those.
He's a good man. How much of the country would you say
is that,
like, that conservative, and how much, how much are like how you feel?
Right.
I want to say like 25% is pretty conservative to that, and those are the Salafis and the Muslim Brotherhood type.
And they are the loudest? Are they the loudest at 25%?
Well, they are kind of pretty loud, but there's a huge like majority since like 2011, since the revolution, like young people,
and
forward-thinking people who are starting to like galvanize the people and start to think better.
So you're telling me like 75% of the people are not even remotely like that? They're like kind of modern.
I believe that.
Yeah, but I'm looking at like, isn't Egypt the place in the world with the highest instance of female genital mutilation? I'm looking at stats right now that say 92% of Egyptian
women. Well, they skew. They
don't knock it till you try it.
Touche. Touche, Caitlin.
Caitlin's very conservative. Maybe we should ask her.
That's right. No homos. I don't like homos.
She is conservative. She's
what are you going to vote for, Caitlin?
It's in the Bible, everybody. No homos. It's called Adam and Eve, not Adam and some fag. We talked about that before.
We did.
I'm going to vote for Trump, of course.
So you're voting for Trump, Caitlin?
Of course.
Yeah.
Pick all these homos out of America. That'd be great.
Well, wait, Ali, I want to know, like, do you know anybody who got, their vagina infibulated? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Is it something you even hear about, or is it like...
Well, there's something here, but the thing is, I live in Cairo, which is the capital, and I'm pretty sure most of that stuff takes place in the countryside.
Yeah, it's like cousin fucking here. It's like cousin fucking. Yeah, it goes on here, but not in a big city.
What I'm asking is, do you know a guy? Because I really want to straighten my girl out.
She's a heavy
She's got a wandering eye, and I want to make her more chaste.
Yeah, all that labia is no good for anybody.
I want to get her...
Chisel down that labia.
Yeah, like supercuts.
Yeah.
That's right.
We got our daughter circumcised.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's really Jewish.
The cut the clit off.
It's better when you make it, because mine is different than a girl who's born a girl.
Okay,
how's that? Mine's made, man-made. So it's in the front. The hole, you can just walk right into me, baby. Come on, Sherrod, just walk on into me.
No, thank you.
What'd you say, Ollie?
Doesn't Caitlin still have her penis?
I say that too.
The verdict's out.
Yeah, mind your beeswax. Look, it's complicated. That's what it says on my Facebook. My crotch is complicated.
But Caitlin, do you date men or women now?
Well, look, I'm not some lesbian dyke. I date men.
Oh,
all right.
Why, you date a dyke?
Caitlin, you confused the shit out of me.
Is that?
Caitlin did come out the other day in the news and said she's no longer dating women.
Yeah.
She can't see herself dating women anymore.
Right, because she is a woman. So how she's against gays.
So, Caitlin, how do you square
that? That's right, baby.
So you're dating men.
How do I square that? Well, first I pull down his pants and line it up and start sucking, baby. What's your question?
How
do I square that?
I guess I don't remember.
Oh. So Egypt is a lot like here, but they got 25% crazy craze.
We do.
Loud.
We do.
We do, too.
Yeah, I mean, we have the same kind. Look, at the conservatives here are exactly the same as all over the world.
Yeah.
They don't want women to have the same rights as men.
They're a little bit better.
So they're awesome.
Wait, well, are you serious?
I think they're a bit better.
Yes, it's
true. You just compare conservatives here to fucking people cutting off clits in other countries.
Bonnie's right.
If they had their druthers,
no, stop it. You're
generalizing. They would take away our a lot of our reproductive rights.
Oh, that's right, baby.
Well, sorry you can't murder your baby.
You go, girlfriend.
I want the right to murder my baby.
Say that again, Ollie.
I kind of think you have an agenda in all this, with all due respect.
Who has an agenda?
Rich does.
I do?
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
that? What are you saying?
His Jewish agenda. Go ahead, bring it down, Ollie. Yeah.
He's looking for any reason first to start all, yelling about.
I think he's calling from like outside of Detroit somewhere.
You don't think he's in?
Ollie, are you in fact calling from Dearborn, Michigan?
Yeah. It is a high concentration of yes.
What does your water look like?
You from Flint? Is your water glowing?
I have no agenda whatsoever.
Ollie, where have you? You've been to America, right? Or no?
Yeah, yeah, once.
One time. Oh, now, you sound like you've been to America a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I grew up on American TV.
You love Happy Days.
And he came here once for 12 years.
He loves Moesha. Oh, he came for 12 years.
Is Ollie transgender?
No.
No, I'm not.
Ollie, have you ever had phone sex with a transgender?
Well, there's a first time for everything.
That's right. Let's get some music on. You got some music?
Hold on.
All right, Ollie, I want
music.
You to sit back. You sitting back, Ollie?
Yeah, I'm sitting right back.
Okay, I'm touching your chest now. Okay, working my way down. Does that feel good?
I feel real good, Caitlin.
That's right. Feels good, baby. Now I'm taking out my balls and putting them on your face. And while my balls are on your face, my neck is on your vagina. How's that feel, baby?
It's like Twister.
Yeah, baby, you don't know what's going on.
I don't think Caitlin knows what's going on.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
I took out his balls from his glove compartment.
All right, go on.
That was a sexy scene right there, Caitlin.
I want to make sure Ollie gets off before he hangs up the phone.
Did you come? Ollie, did you come? Yeah, baby, let it go, baby.
Wow.
That's it.
That was like 2 minutes.
He's got a lot of bind.
Just
he's binding up.
Caitlin's sexy voice.
He's like, I know he's like an Olympian of making guys
that's
come on
right.
the phone.
10 gold cum medals.
Of the cackalon.
The cackalon.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what do you think about Israel, Ali? Are you? I mean, you seem like a Western sort of man. Are you anti? Like, are you? Who do you think did 9/11? Let's start with that. Because here's, I always ask anybody from any other, especially if they sound reasonable, who did 9/11?
Because they think America.
Are you looking for like Muhammad? Like, yeah, are you like, looking for a name?
What is it like?
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda.
But are you unusual, or is it commonly like a conspiracy thing, you know?
Well, I used to be a big conspiracy theory guy. I watched that, what the fuck was that movie called? Something about Zeitgeist. I think it was
called Zeitgeist, yeah.
I kind of believe that. But then I started like listening to more people, and I realized that documentaries can be like really edited together to kind of put forth something that's really true.
Yeah, it can be propaganda.
Well, the Zeitgeist guy is a moron. Yeah. I mean, he really puts some dippy shit in that fucking thing.
And they're called Michael Moore.
Well, it's not,
Michael
easy.
Michael Moore is a fucking a great like journalist him. Compared like to the guy who made Zeitgeist.
Oh, yeah, I know, but everybody's going to twist their documentary to the way they want
Their opinion, right.
Their opinion.
Look, I love Muslims. They love me.
Okay,
but they got
to
go.
Let's see what Trump has to say about it. Trump.
I love Muslims.
Right?
And they love me. But now, they got to go.
Ollie,
they got to go.
Trump, talk to Ali.
We got to figure this thing out before we can let those guys in here. They're a bunch of pull starts.
Okay.
You know, if it's a pull start with the towel on the head and the... The push starts are okay, the Indians. But the doctor. Push starts, you can come in here. I love those guys. But the push starts gotta go.
It's like a combination.
I like when Trump goes, I'm gonna get in trouble for saying this. He always does that before.
This may not go over great, but all we gotta do is make a giant drum cage.
Right.
You know, how you catch fish.
Right. Okay.
And as they come to the country, they get, you know, siphoned off. You know, if you're a little too brown, you go to the left and do a beautiful. And look, everyone knows I make terrific things. I build great things.
There you go.
Trump,
so he siphoned them out.
Wait, Ollie, go ahead. Ask your question to Mr. Trump.
I think you should get out of politics and stick to a fucking up New York skyline even more than it already is.
Oh!
I would
you know who really
you.
Fucked up our skyline? 9/11. Don't put it on Trump, motherfucker. Don't put it on Trump.
I could destroy you, you little bug. You're a bug to me.
Whoa.
Whoa, Mr. Trump.
That's true.
Well, Mr. Trump.
This Ali character.
Considering you filed for bankruptcy like 3 times.
Oh, shit.
That's rich people bankruptcy.
That's right. I've got 1,000 businesses, 3 went under. Who gives a shit? You got none. That's right. That's my music. Let's make America great again. It's going to be terrific. It's going to be
that
terrific.
Already is great. Don't need you, Trump.
You're not coming here, Ellie. You don't look right. I'm not letting you in. Don't even try it. You stay over there with those stupid pyramids, those useless, non-Trump-esque buildings. Those things, there's no gold.
They used to be gold, you know that.
Well, there's no... They're covered in dirt and mud. There's stupid diamond shapes. Look, a Trump building, it goes straight up. We use all the space, make a square building. The top, there's nothing up there. It's a point. You can't sell real estate if there's a point at the top, you idiot.
I mean, Ali, he's got a point here.
Oh, man.
Go wrap a towel around your head.
USA!
USA! USA! Palin USA! Trump 2016.
USA!
USA! I'm terrific.
How helpful is Palin to you?
She's terrific. I love her.
Sarah Palin?
Oh, that's right.
Sarah Palin?
Yeah, we just saw
that
up.
Are you picking Sarah Palin as your running mate again?
Hey, can I ask you something? Is this racist that when I get my teeth whitened, I call it making my teeth great again?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Ollie, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You'll all never see America. Bye-bye.
Hey, let's do Aaron's
talk to David.
Song.
Want to talk to David real fast?
Yeah, we'll talk to David and then we'll do Aaron's theme music because she has shit about Trump here.
Dave, you there? Dave, you there?
What up, sexy people?
How's it going there, man? This is Dave from Philly.
Yo, so I love everybody in that room except that piece of shit, Rich Voss.
Whoa. Oh, boy.
Well, you're going to talk to your father that way?
Yeah, why?
Why you got beef with him?
Why is David Voss so angry at Rich Voss? What did Rich ever do to you, David?
Listen, Rich, you're very mean. Your stand-up is very fucking mean. I don't know.
Well, you sound like the nicest guy in the world, you faggot.
My stand-up is mean. Mean. You know what? Fucking mean is funny, you fucking idiot. What do you want me to do? Oh, you ever notice when you lose your socks? Go fuck yourself. Enough with your dumbness.
That's it.
Everybody in this room is mean. There's
first
not
of
a
all,
fucking...
this fucking cat's from Philly. Like, I thought you were a tough people. Yeah. I guess not, you
He's
little fucking
mean.
Baby.
I hung up on him. I hung up on him already.
Oh, all right.
Nobody insults my friends.
Well, I would say that too, but he said he liked all the rest of us. So
yeah,
I was
you're
like,
right.
You know,
I didn't disagree with him.
Oh, no, no, listen. It's always, but I'm like, I got to jump in and help my husband. But then at the same time, like, I'm losing a fan by doing this.
Well, see, Bonnie does
you know,
that.
I got a lot at stake here.
Bonnie's a ride or die bitch. That's a fact.
Yeah, the good thing about Bonnie, she'll stick up for me like that with the fans, and I do that with her with the club owners. So, it's good.
I know.
Take.
People, you know.
Chris, are you there?
Yeah.
Chris?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
There we go. Chris from Rochester. Let's still talk about it. He's loved the Trump and Caitlin, huh?
Well, yeah. First of all, before I start, Bonnie McFarlane. Absolutely love you, sweetheart. I got my wife to watch you guys' movie a couple weeks ago with me, and she never sits down and watches anything with me. She usually falls asleep, the lazy bitch. She stayed up and watched it.
Oh, that's so good.
Absolutely loved it. And you guys, she can't stand Rich.
Good.
But she's a big Dane Cook fan, though. So that, you know, that might work out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I gotta be honest with you, Sherrod. I hear you a lot on Ope's show in the morning. This is the first time I've ever tuned into Race Wars.
Oh.
I'm legitimately fucking laughing out loud at that goddamn Donald Trump impression.
Yes.
Right. Who is it that does that?
It's me. Donald it's Bonnie. I do it. It's weird. I'm good at
here,
it.
Here, Bonnie, give us a little bit of Trump right now.
Yeah, so I just want to
terrific.
Say, you know, it's
my name is Bonnie McFarlane. I'm terrific.
It's amazing. The
that's
range.
Kyle Grooms. That's comedian Kyle Grooms, and they're doing it.
Kyle Dunnigan.
I mean,
oh my God, Sherrod.
Oh,
I have no respect here.
At least I made it a black person. That's right. It's Kyle Dunnigan. Kyle Dunnigan here.
At least they
you have an agenda.
At least they both live in upstate.
You know
bye, everybody. Bye. I'm never coming back.
You know, I almost tweeted that one time. I almost put Kyle Grooms in a tweet for Caitlin.
Well, listen.
Kyle Dunnigan. It's Dunnigan. It's Dunnigan. My bad.
No problem, Tony Rock.
Let's get Aaron's theme music going, shit. Then get into this Trump thing.
Thanks, Chris, for calling in, man.
All right, go ahead.
Man, what a great show. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, brother. Tell the wife you said hi.
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter, it's Race Wars News with Aaron Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl. With your fine ass.
Boom. Love it.
He really lays into the fine ass part.
Because you got to put emphasis on that.
Yeah.
This is an ass show.
Yeah.
It is an ass show.
It is pretty ass heavy.
It's an ass show.
So, big news in the political world this week.
Right.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin, who is former governor of Alaska, former vice presidential nominee.
She's terrific.
Yeah, she endorsed our boy Donald Trump over here.
She's so smart. What a smart lady.
For president.
It's true.
I'm going to read you guys a couple quotes from the speech.
It's rough.
Which has been called beat poetry and just like, just nonsense.
It's rough.
So this is directly from her. She said, "They stomp on our neck and then they tell us, just chill, okay? Just relax. Well, look.
I call that making love.
Well, look. We are mad and we've been had. They need to get used to it."
Oh, that is like
some
a
of the clips that I saw in this was so terrific. But how crazy!
What do you
mean?
She's
nailing his nuts.
She's been had by how?
Can you do it in the
I can do like a Bobby's World mom voice, but I can't really do Sarah.
Like a beat poet would do that. Like
Okay, I'll try.
There's one thing she was like, we are right winging, beer drinking.
Yeah.
Oh. So
there's a certain cadence
gold.
To the. Like,
she said, "How about the rest of us?" Right winging,
yes,
bitter clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, and our religion, and our constitution.
Yeah, that is gonna be poetry. Yeah, it actually is great.
Wasn't he really embarrassed by her?
No, they were going for it.
I heard he made some faces. Like
he did make some faces.
Well, he made some faces, but he still
that was coming
took the
in my pants. That was the face. She's terrific.
So this, I'm going to share with you guys my favorite Donald Trump theory, besides the fact that he's constantly jizzing. There was on Death and Taxes a few months ago, there was something about how like he acts like he has early onset Alzheimer's for a few reasons. One, his father had it.
Mm-hmm.
Two, okay. Donald Trump's 69 years old. He's the oldest person running for president.
He is?
He's very fucking
than,
old.
Yeah. Hillary.
69 is not very old.
Well, it's David Bowie age.
Next week
David
I'll be 69.
David Bowie still looks sexy in that last
still
video,
younger
didn't
than
he?
A 45-year-old woman.
Bernie Sanders is older.
Is. That's a fact.
Yeah, how old is
he's
Bernie?
He's got to be older. He looks like that guy at the end of that Indiana Jones movie that drinks out of the wrong cup.
Yeah, he does get it. Oh, wait, you're right. Bernie Sanders is older.
Bernie's 74.
Okay.
But Trump is 69.
Get your facts right, Aaron. You don't. Shit, you gotta Google something.
Do you think Aaron?
Who hires these people? They're fired. You're fired, Aaron.
Do you think Aaron might have a period, Mr. Trump? Is that
she's
what the problem is?
Look, there's no way she's ever period.
Well, she's bleeding,
she's bleeding
right?
Somewhere. Right?
Blood from my whatever. Is that what? Yeah. Is that
blood
what
from my whatever.
From a root and tootin.
Yeah. From yeah, I'm bleeding everywhere.
Do you worry about Alzheimer's, Mr. Trump?
Who's that? Who's this?
What was his father? What was his father's name? Trump?
Mr. Trump.
I don't know his father's first name.
Mr. Trump Sr. Like
James.
Know.
What's
something? Your father's name?
I think it was Mike. Mike Trump. Oh. That was it.
So your dad, Mike Trump.
So, yeah. I remember as a little boy, Mike Trump would come in the door and just build something nice. And I'd say to him, "Hey, Mike." He'd be like, "Okay, hey, call me dad." He'd be like, "Oh, all right. Look, when's my turn?"
I think his name's Fred Trump, actually.
Fred.
Oh, that's same right. Thing.
Which
same
one
difference.
Of your kids do you like the best?
What?
Which one of your kids do you like the best?
I like the tall one. She's terrific. There's a dopey one looks like me with one extra chromosome. What's his name?
Oh, I know.
Eric.
Yeah.
Kid looks a little goofy.
He got a little goof in him, so
look,
what?
Look, there's something wrong with him. It's all right. Just keep him in the background.
What about
let
the
that half
from
piece
Mara?
Of ass daughter of mine talk for me.
He's like Rose Kennedy, like the one you don't talk about?
Yeah. We'll cut out a little bit of his brain out. It's all right.
He runs a crappy golf course.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you going to start the Special Olympics for him?
Put him out by the dirt and give him a shovel. So you're president. He goes, okay. I'm president. He loves it. Digs around the dirt.
Mr. Trump, isn't one of your kids like a trophy hunter? Like he kills.
Yeah,
like,
is that?
Oh, yeah, that's terrific. No, who's that one?
That's the same Eric. That's Eric too.
No,
oh, that's a junior.
Now there's that Donald
the
Junior.
Donald Junior.
Yeah,
do you wish Donald he was Junior, doing that with? Do you wish he was doing that with Mexicans?
I wish. That's he's practicing. You know, I'm gonna have him on the border there, and You get little elk ears. If you're Mexican, I'm going to hand out free elk ears. So when Donald sees you, it'll be like the old days. Just blow your head off. Get out of America.
Look at this. There's a Daily News headline where I'm looking up Trump's son. It says, Donald Trump defending son's sport killing may doom campaign. No, it fucking won't.
Nothing's going to doom his campaign. They've been saying everything's going to doom his campaign since he started running. Since he said the Mexicans are rapists. And nothing doomed his campaign
yet.
Rick
said he's not going to be able to stop until he calls somebody a cunt. That's one
thing. He's going to slip and call
Hillary. He came close. He came close already.
I would make that my ringtone if Donald Trump called somebody a cunt.
I know. That's what I said. If he wins, I'm going to start selling catapults in Mexico.
He might win. It's coming. It's coming down to him and Bernie. That's what I right now. Hillary's losing in Iowa.
Can I just
thank
Donald Jr. here real quick? Okay. Yeah. Let me defend my son here.
Okay.
Look, he shoots animals that are just walking around eating grass, minding their own business. But let me tell you something. He doesn't do anything weird. He leaves them there. And look, that's great.
He doesn't shake that bear. So
he doesn't go home, make a eat the thing like an animal, wear his fur. He leaves it there to die and rot. That's a humane thing to do. These animals.
He feeds the bugs and such.
Exactly. It's a circle of life. That's my boy, Donald Jr.
I respect
Shoots
that.
It, leaves it.
Well, he gets a picture first.
Bonnie gets a picture,
yeah.
Bonnie said if Hillary loses the campaign to Bernie Sanders,
right.
First a black guy and now a Jew, she's going to fucking lose her fucking
life. She's going to lose it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I guess that's where women stand, right?
I would rather see Bernie than Hillary.
Me too.
Like, I think he's a better guy.
Hillary's just sitting there. She's just got to be like, what the fuck?
Look at the little girls. Girls who attacked Bernie.
I had it wrapped up twice.
Had it wrapped up twice and lost it.
Oh, my God. But here's
Bernie
the problem.
Says they just showed
that's
the
like how much people hate women, right?
But here's the problem with Bernie Sanders getting elected, okay? Let's say he's the president. Is he really going to be able to protect us if, like, let's say Iran gets the ultimate weapon of two fat black girls?
Yes, two Raven Simones. He can't defend himself against two Raven Simones taking over his rally.
If they get that technology
that's right.
of two fat of black two poets.
braided, colorful braids.
Somebody slips him some stool softeners at a really important time.
Mr. Trump. That's like an old man period.
Just I think we need
your pants.
I want to ask Mr. Trump what he feels like running, if you are running against a Jew. Would you rather be
spit it out, Voss.
Would you rather run against a woman or a Hebrew?
Look, I'm religious. It's a new thing.
Right, I saw that. I saw you talk about 3:17. Hey, it's the real deal, 3:17. Yeah.
You've been very
Bible
open
quote,
about your faith.
Leviticus, 42:6-5.
He told 2 Corinthians. You call 2 Corinthians 2 Corinthians.
Yeah, 2. Yeah. It wasn't 1 or 3, it was
Corinthians
2.
Corinthians part 2.
Look.
It was about these 2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians.
That's right.
Mike.
That he doesn't want in the country.
And I quote, he who doth unto the Lord is a totally loser. Okay? That's the quote. From the book of Kevin. He was one of the apostles' friends. You know the guy with the hat. That was Kevin. He was terrific. And he said some great things.
When last time you been to church, Mr. Trump?
I go every Tuesday.
Okay.
Every Tuesday, I'm praying my ass off. Look, I carry the Bible wherever I go. I love this thing. I got it with me right now. My favorite quotes, probably from Genesis.
Yeah.
That fantastic band. Studio. Studio. That's one of my favorites. That's Take Me Home. There's Against All Odds. What a great message. Against all the odds. I mean, that's like me. That's like Trump. What told in the Bible, I'm going to be president.
What other messages from the Bible do you like?
It just says I'm going to be president. And I quote from the book of Schaefer.
The book of Schaefer.
1626:7.
Okay, we find out.
Section B5.
I'm looking for it.
Okay. And it says, I quote,
okay.
There will be a man, an Adonis, with hair of spun gold. Okay, that's Trump. That's me. Okay. Who will take over the kingdom, the White House. Okay. And will make the hippie Jew, Jesus, okay, much pleased. It's terrific. It says right there. Very
that
clear.
Was the prophet
right
Schaefer
very clear.
Who made that.
It's in Schaefer. In the book of Schaefer.
Book of Schaefer. Right after Kevin's book.
Right next to Kevin's book.
So what? Can you name any of the other books of the Bible? I know there's Genesis.
There's Genesis. Schaefer. There's Schaefer.
Yeah.
There's Jonathan.
the Jonathan's book.
That's a good one.
Keith. Keith had some great quotes.
Ever heard of Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John?
Who's this? Look. I've read the whole thing. I love it. It's a great book. Second only to The Art of the Deal. That's the best book.
That's the best book. I agree.
Well, who has read Art of the Deal? Who has read Art of the Deal?
I read it.
I've never read it.
It's beautiful.
Is it
and
good?
Art of War, which is longer than Art of the Deal.
Too long.
But if you can do war, you don't have to do the deal because you're
already
won.
War is like super short.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
That's
like a little pamphlet.
Is it just a pamphlet?
I don't know. It's like a little.
Oh, it's the other way around. That's right. It's the other way around.
Full disclosure, I can't read. Full disclosure.
That's right. That's one is the skinny one, and the other one's the
so
long
wait,
one.
So wait, Ghost Rider. Sarah Palin, because I'm looking, I have my sheets out of order you made, Aaron, but what, like, who's saying Trump's not conservative enough? Is that what she was saying in the speech about?
No, Palin.
She was defending him, saying he is, in fact, conservative enough.
He's legit conservative enough.
Because Ted Cruz came out and said he got the New York values.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I like that, too.
He's a real New Yorker. Donald Trump is a total fag.
Is this Senator Cruz talking to us?
It's Ted Cruz.
Just dropping in.
Hey, this is a first for the show. Senator Ted Cruz.
There's something wrong with my voice. I'm not sure what it is. It's close, but no cigar.
Oh, Ted Cruz.
I need to work on talking like myself.
This is an unexpected...
Mr. Cruz, what did you mean by New York values? Yeah. Like, what exactly are those?
I think we all know what I was talking about. New Yorkers are liberal...
Jews is right.
I wouldn't say Jews. I would say non-Catholic, big-nosed people.
Wow. Wow.
I would never call them Jews.
Just say Jaime next time, I think.
Get this guy out of here. Doesn't even sound like him.
Nobody knows what Ted Cruz sounded like.
It sounded like him, I thought.
Bye.
Is it Melania? What's her name?
Oh, she's terrific.
Oh, Melania.
Melania. How's she going to be for a first lady?
She's going to be the hottest piece-ass first lady ever.
What's her TV cause, show with her.
Like, what's her cause going to be? You know how Michelle Obama is
eating,
right?
Let me tell you what her cause going to be. Being hot as shit. That's her cause, you stupid idiot. She's a piece-ass. What more do you want?
Yeah.
She's hotter than that, with that... Who's that guy whose head exploded? What's his name?
Whose head exploded?
Kennedy.
Oh.
His wife. Okay. She was cute. Yeah. Giant bush, though.
His head did explode.
And then everyone's bush was enormous. Up to the belly button, down to the knees.
I
disgusting.
Heard that. I did hear that
Melania's
about
Melania's bald like a baby. Beautiful. Beautiful. Like she's two.
How often do you guys have sex, though? Aren't you so busy all the time?
Look, she comes over to my place when I need her.
She
blows up, blows me.
It's your wife.
So she's not going to live in the White House if you get elected? Is she going to have her own place?
Yeah, I'm going to build a little place next to the White House for her.
Right.
You know, keep her out of there.
Is it because she's a foreigner?
You know, she's going to be in the cage with everybody else. But I love her. She's terrific.
Wow. Well, he's from the private sector.
Oh,
you know?
She's keeping it 100, man.
Yeah.
You got to give it to Trump. He keeps it 100.
What's this thing about Palin's son? Track Palin.
Sarah Palin.
What's with all their names?
Yeah,
Trey.
Which
their
ones?
Names are, there's like, there's. I'm embarrassed that I know this. There's Track. There's Bristol. She's the one that keeps getting pregs.
Yeah.
There's Willow. Piper, and then Trig.
Do you sound like Trump's books of the Bible, by the way?
Trig is the one I somebody told me that the Trig...
He's the downsy one, is Trig.
Yeah, because Trig is hard. Trig's difficult.
Well, you can't keep giving your kids tard names and think you're not going to have a retard kid.
She named the kids after fishing lures.
Yeah, Track. I think she named him Track because...
That's right.
Why would you name a person Track?
Alaska, they do that. Alaska loves fucking sled dog names for you.
Yeah.
She does have a team of sled dogs.
You know how many women named Blue I met? Three women named Blue.
Wow.
Blue?
Yeah, and I had this one lady came in who was like heckling, but I ended up making friends with her. Her name was Billy. She was like an old lady who's a madam. And she goes, wait till you see how beautiful my girls are. She brought her girls to the club.
Right.
And they looked straight out of a David Lynch movie. Like there was like one was like almost a midget but not quite.
That's the one I would have picked. I would have picked that one.
I would have went. There was like a skinny one who was kind of witchy looking, who was like the closest.
That's
thing.
You. That's the one you like. You like a witch. You like a witch.
Yeah, witchy poo I can deal with.
Yeah.
I like a sword nose. I'll be honest with you. I'm into that.
Yeah.
I don't like when they chop those noses down. Yeah. I like the Jew noses.
You like a nice Jew
nose. When they file them off.
Yeah, don't file it off. Just keep the...
keep it going.
they try to file it down to an Aaron Ryan wee tiny nosey.
A sissy basic nose.
How do you even breathe?
How do you...
barely. Barely. So Track Palin, a human, not a sled dog, was arrested the night before she gave that speech for domestic violence. He allegedly...
Wait, what speech did she give?
She just gave the speech in favor of Trump.
Donald Trump
speech.
So he got arrested for allegedly punching his wife in the head.
Was she Alaskan?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's a cultural thing.
That's a Valentine.
Alaskan women, you've got a bare knuckle box all the time.
40 rounds. 40 rounds like of bare knuckle.
Yeah.
He punched her. And what was the reason he punched her?
I don't know, but Sarah Palin is blaming Obama. Track is a veteran. And she said that
he
has
postpartum depression.
PTSD. And he has PTSD because Obama. Yeah, because Obama is postpartum. Yeah,
it's postpartum for war. Pussy shit. It's all pussy shit.
He had a war baby.
He's postpartum from that war.
Yeah. So his war baby made him sad, and Obama is to blame because apparently he's mean to the veterans. So
is he mean? How is he mean to the veterans?
I'm trying to understand if this Palin statement is English, but I don't.
He's probably talking about the VA hospitals and the psychiatric care that they're giving him.
Yeah,
thing.
And is that Obama's just legitimately? Did Obama cut something to that?
It's always been a problem. It's always been the worst. One of the worst fucking organizations in government is the veterinary hospitals.
And I mean, we like fuck the veterans over it.
Fuck them over.
It's ridiculous because they.
I put a yellow ribbon on my tree.
No, that's not enough. Oh.
Did you like something about veterans on Facebook? Because if not, you are not doing enough, Kurt.
Yeah, I hit every like. Ew. Support veterans. Mr. Trump, how would you improve the VA?
All our money should go there first.
I'm going to just make it terrific. It's going to be great.
Yeah?
It's
going to be like a hotel?
It's going to be great.
Well, you say terrific a lot, but what do you mean?
What we're going to do is we're going to, bulldoze those disgusting, public housing places.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to put up a beautiful Trump hospital.
And make them pay for it.
Make them pay for it.
Make the Mexicans pay.
Holy just
these people. Mexico pay for the new hospital?
Yeah.
These kids will panhandle and sell gum on the border. These little Mexican kids. They got money. They got the cash. That's not taxed. We tax those kids selling gum. And we make giant, beautiful hospitals for our wonderful veterans.
I'm with
that.
Dog tag from World War One.
I'm with it.
That's what I call stolen valor.
Yes, that's stolen valor.
My grandfather's.
You stole it from your grandfather?
Yes, off his dead body and walking around with
it. Why is it a circle, though, the dog tag?
That's how they made them in World War One.
Oh. Oh, World War One, you said.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
That's pretty cool, actually.
It's pretty amazing that was your grandfather.
Wow. Yes, he fought in 1919,
I mean, that's pretty cool if your grandfather didn't fight in that war, considering the Jews started it.
Started everywhere. We started the Korean War.
The Korean War. Vietnam. Star Wars.
They shot Franz Ferdinand.
The Mexican-American War.
Everybody knows it was a Jewish gunman who shot Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah. It was a Serb. News is there? Is
I
there
like
any
it
other
when
news?
You said Serb just now. You really enjoyed that.
I get accused of being a Serbian constantly.
I can see
it's
that.
My number one what I'm accused of being.
It's like
Serbian.
The churches you always see next to like the Holland Tunnel.
Yeah.
And it's like a Serb church. It's yeah, like, who goes here?
Why do they wear those hats, those guys? I've never seen those before. Those are Serbian hats.
Oh, it's real.
Those are good being knocked down, by the way. Once you sit in office, there's going to be a bulldozer in your face. You'll be praying in a giant bulldozer, and one of those big balls will come through the wall.
Well, Trump means business.
Wow. Gotta make America great again.
I don't blame you.
Hey,
we only got 2 minutes left.
Oh, shit.
Time flies.
Yeah, wow.
God damn it.
That's why you need an extra hour. We gotta have to start doing an extra hour.
Yeah.
The fans are complaining.
Kurt,
go ahead.
February 9th, are you gonna be by the Village Underground? Because we're doing a live My Wife Hates Me podcast with Ron Bennington as the host.
Oh!
On February 9th.
That's
so
a
you
good
can go
question.
To the Comedy Cellar and get your tickets. Their website.
Oh!
Ron Bennington Live
live My Wife Hates Me, February 9th.
Yeah, I love Ron. You say Ron's that, the best.
I hear a lot of love between you guys, I'll be honest.
Yeah, and they love each other, Voss and Bonnie.
Well, we like a we come together on a common enemy.
Well, I'm going to be at the Comedy Works in Montreal.
Yes, what is that?
February 5th and 6th.
Yes.
And then I'm in Vancouver.
Spread the word. You run into some Race Wars fans out there, right?
Yeah, I want to go to Toronto, especially if you listen to Toronto. I want to go. Rob Mayhew does the Dark Comedy
Festival.
Oh, that's
the dude, festival.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to do
it.
We're
going to
do a live show
there.
Yeah.
Now.
I was saying Maylocks the whole time.
Can I give a plug to Toronto?
Of course you can.
I'm going to be on the BQE tonight, so look the fuck out, bitches.
Holy shit.
Bonnie, what do you got? Anything?
Thanks for coming on, too, Bob.
Thank you. Mohegan Sun, the 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Nice.
When's your book come out?
My book comes out February 23rd.
What's
you can
called?
Pre-order it now. It's called You're Better Than Me.
Oh,
that's great.
Oh, I like that.
And what's up?
Bonnie!
Provocative, my employer has a show premiering on Showtime tomorrow night.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Darknut, and I saw the premiere last night, and it's really good.
Well, I got two
like
Darknuts.
Their Vice now, huh? Yeah.
I got two dark. What?
So Erin's going to be holding in her poop. And...
Oh, I like that. And it's going to be a diamond-shaped?
Yeah.
I'm in Iowa this Friday and Saturday. Four shows in Council Bluff. And then two shows at Harrah's in North Kansas City.
Tommy, what do you got going
on? So check that out. Four in Iowa. And I'm going down. And I'm speaking to the... actually, Trump might show up at the shows Friday or Saturday.
Mr. Trump.
That's the rumor right now that Trump's coming to our show, me and Tracy's show, on Friday or Saturday in Iowa. So that's going to be
what's over here?
Interesting.
Cool. You can just find me on Twitter at Tommy O'Malley.
Whoa.
I put everything there.
All right.
Tommy O'Malley, the Jew.
I'm waiting. I hope Trump comes through so bad. House. You don't even know. All right. So that's Race Wars. We done.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for us. We love y'all niggas.